Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
That's right. It is the Grilling Guys, so it must be the weekend. Thanks for joining us. Jop is in Kansas City on an extended vacation, having more fun than he deserves, and filling in for him again this week, because she did so well last week, is the lovely Shasta from Old World Olive Company.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Nice to have a nice feminine voice and your beautiful face here in the studio. If I can keep my producer, Mr. Brian Fongers, behind the board, we'll be doing well. Because secretly, he's always had a crush on you.
Oh, I shouldn't say that on the air. I'm so flattered.
So on the live line right now, live from Kansas City, Missouri, is the Jop. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Bob. I'm doing well, man. I'm down here on a little R&D for the show. I've been down in Kansas City now almost a week. Came down to watch a little bit of the Midwest Regionals, connecting with an old buddy. You know, we talk a lot about that on the show, but one of my Shartucky buddies that I went to high school with lives down here. And then when we heard Michigan, even though I'm a state guy, but he said, I got the tickets. If you get down here, we can watch a game. So kind of hard to turn that down when a buddy reaches out like that.
That's awesome. How come we weren't invited?
Well, I think he only had a few tickets, and I was on the short list, must be. I'm usually not on a short list of anything. But
hey, listen, we miss you. Listen to this.
Yeah? You miss me. Oh, yeah. All right. I heard that. Well, if we were on TV, you'd see me drinking a Bloody Mary right now.
Well, you sound like you might have had a few last night. I mean, I recognize the voice.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not one to lie to people, so
sure.
Maybe I did, yeah.
Right. All right.
Yeah. Never embellishes.
Right,
So anyway, you got to go to Original One. They're on the next segment, so we're going to – did you meet Mike Downs?
I did not. He was when I was there, he was not in, but I did spend some time in the store and got lots of samples to bring back for you, Bob, because they've got some new stuff on the market. I'm sure he'll tell you about it, but really cool place.
And isn't it nice?
It's like a factory outlet, but it's also just loaded with stuff and lots of tasty items. And, of course, I stocked up on my green apple barbecue sauce is from Stockyard.
Yeah. So you didn't go back into the R&D center or the factory or any of that part?
No,
of it?
Because, again, he wasn't there.
So yeah, it's a huge place.
Yeah.
How about the smell when you get out of your car in the parking lot? Yeah. Is it not a magnificent aroma? I mean,
it is. And it's kind of like the restaurant that says they're a Fryer exhaust fan out in the parking lot. So when you smell right, you walk up. This is the same thing. Wonderful.
So speaking of restaurants, where have you hit so far?
Well, you know what? I've been a lot of places, but I want to talk about one over in Overland Park that was called Brobeck's. And I had a little radio-shy owner there that wouldn't get on the radio with me, but basically they had something over there that were burnt ends, but it was brisket.
So you went to Brobeck's. Did you hit any of those restaurants? I sent you a whole list of the top four favorites.
Yes, we have. We've hit a couple of them. And, again, I was unable to schedule any interviews with people because I'm a guest down here with some people, and our schedules are a little bit flexible. So making appointments is doing a little bit of a challenge. I've been trying to be respectful of everybody else. But at the end of the day, yeah, I've had some fabulous barbecue. They made this Brobeck's. They make this thing called a ham salad dip. And it's
sure.
Kind of like that bologna salad.
Yeah.
That you used to have.
Oh yeah.
It's made with smoked ham.
Yep.
And oh man,
it's
is that
amazing
stuff.
Yeah,
I'll be trucking some of that back with us so we can have it. They said it'll keep for a couple weeks.
You know that wonderful attachment you got me for Maureen's big mixer,
right?
That little meat grinder.
Yeah.
I take my ham scraps and I run them through there with pickles and onions and peppers, and I do the same thing. Put a little cream cheese in it. And,
yep.
Oh, it's
yep.
Great on a cracker.
Exactly what this is. The other thing they had here that was cool is they'll take an onion slice and they'll cut it up into little straws, and they do the same thing with jalapenos, and they throw a little breading on them, and mix them together in a bowl and then deep fry them real quick. And they call them Texas toothpicks. And you don't know if you're getting an onion, a little slice of onion, or a little slice of jalapeno when you grab one and eat it. And it's just a really cool combination.
Keeps it interesting.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was. It was a pretty cool combination. But, you know, the Kansas City barbecue scene, we've had a couple just really big, juicy steaks, too, down here. And that's really one of my preferences. If I can get that big old bone-in ribeye, man, those have just been dynamite.
Kansas City steakhouses were famous long before their barbecue scene, and that's because if you head on down to the Stockyards, you'll see why their steak market was so big, because they've run millions and millions of head of cattle through that town, and it's still the center of the universe for beef in this country.
Yep, it is, and you know, just a number of restaurants, really good ones down here.
I did a little bit of research on this, knowing that I would be on in your place today, and I wanted to sound, you know, half as educated as you are, Job.
Right.
So,
right. Well,
some of the
low bar.
I think I've passed the bar already.
She hasn't offended.
Sure.
She hasn't offended me once.
Right. We've had no callers that
won the limbo contest. Yeah.
No one's hung up on us yet, so we're good.
Yeah, right.
But you know, some of the cool facts that I found last night are that. Kansas City refers to the specific regional barbecue style of meat that's slowly cooked. And it started in the early 1900s. And Kansas City is really where, you know, when you say Kansas City barbecue, any state can say it, but it really truly did originate there. And they use a different variety of woods, and then they cover it with a tomato base, molasses based sauce, and just, you know, simmer it until it's thick and almost sticky.
Yeah. I've experienced some of that. And you know, everybody wants their own little shtick when you go into their restaurant. This Brobeck's that I went to serves everything dry and all the sauces are on the side.
Right.
And you know, even their little slogan is our you know, need sauce on it, right? Our meat's so good you don't need the sauce.
And but it sure makes it better.
Yeah,
well, that's a personal choice. That's the best way to do it, actually, if you don't sauce it, because some people, like me, I'm not a big sauce guy. I like selling sauce. I just don't like eating it. But you got to get to Oklahoma Joe's original location before you leave. You promised me you'll do that.
All right, Oklahoma Joe's. I'm headed that way. Yeah,
you're gonna just enjoy it, because it's quite something to see.
All right. Well, hey Shasta, thanks so much for sitting in for me.
Hey, no problem. I'll drink the other beer that Bob brought for you.
We've got Right Brain. We've got Right Brain coming up next. So Russ Springsteen, not Bruce, will be on the show. And we're going to be trying out a few of his. Right now we're trying his Dead Kettle IPA, and it is phenomenal. I was up there last week with Maureen and just had a great time. Love the Right Brain. But this is all about Kansas City-style barbecue. We're on the live line right now with Jop. He might never come back, so we're going to have to figure out a way to do the show with you being there.
Yeah, it's been a week, and I don't want to leave. if you're a barbecue guy, this is kind of a place to come visit. You know what I mean?
Good education for you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Raising Arizona, right here on The Grillin' Guys. Jop, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. Pour another bloody and enjoy your vacation. Your well-deserved vacation.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks, buddy.
See ya.
Okay, so coming up next, we're going to talk with Russ Springsteen from Right Brain Brewing Company, one of Michigan's great startup breweries that has exploded. They're all across the country, right up there with Bell's and some of the other mega brewers that are going, and you won't want to miss this. Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you, a pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim.
We're getting on the buckboard. We're heading out to Kansas City right now. Thank you, Mr. Fonger, for that. I told him I want a little Western music. I didn't know I'd have to compete with John Wayne in the process.
Lasso a horse.
Welcome back to the Grilling Guys. We're having more fun than we deserve. Jop is gone, which is maybe why we're having so much fun, because we're trying to make up for his absence. I don't know. There's some kind of twisted psychology to that. But I'm joined right now in studio with Shasta, the lovely Shasta, who is from owns Old World Olive Company, which has stores across Michigan. None in Kansas City yet, though. So
not in Kansas City yet.
You better get on that buckboard and get out to Kansas City, because these boys out here are serious about food. On the live line right now, I've got an old friend of mine from the original Juan Company, the sales manager and one of the brightest guys in the barbecue business for his young age, Mr. Mike Downs from Original Juan. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. So Jop got to go into your wonderful factory outlet. I'm pretty sure he didn't buy any Da Bomb peanuts, because I've already tricked him into eating those. But he did. He did join us in the first segment and say he had a great time in your retail outlet.
Excellent. There's a lot to choose from there, and we can definitely light people up in there.
Yeah, you guys know all about peppers. So I just wanted to talk a little bit, and Shasta here, she's big on the EVOs and the balsamics, and I told you I've been working on her for quite a while. She needs to have Original Juan American Stockyard. I think a few of those hot sauces would go great in her EVO stores, because she's selling tapenades and olives and things like that. And you already know I'm a big fan of your products, but tell us how the sauce affects the cook.
Well, the biggest thing that we notice is it can add to your cook time. If you go heavy on a sauce, you're going to add 10 to 20% to your cook time when you're smoking something. And then depending on the sauce you use, in Kansas City we love sauce. So Kansas City barbecue, we have sauce, that's for sure. We use a thicker sauce, which can affect the bark, but a real thin sauce can soften that bark. And, it depends on the ingredients that are in there. If you put a sauce that has a lot of high fructose corn syrup in it, it's just going to burn. If you put it on too soon, it's just going to burn. So there's a lot of things that go into play when you're cooking with sauce.
So that comes in then. The next question is when to sauce, and that's a biggie for me. I'm pretty convinced of when to sauce, but I want to get your opinion.
Well, my personal opinion on it is there's two choices. You can not sauce at all and sauce afterwards. Or you just sauce at the end of the cook. You want it to be just long enough to cook the sauce, but not long enough to burn it. And again, depending on the ingredients of the sauce, again, if it has high fructose corn syrup, it's going to burn quick, so you have to put that on later. If it is an all-natural sauce like the American Stockyard product line, they're all natural, you'll have a little more time there. So you'll put it on at the end of the cook, let that sauce cook through, but not burn.
Now, your sauces are sold all across the country, so it doesn't matter what state you're listening in right now. You can find American Stockyard. You can find 100% Pain. You've got probably the most famous hot sauces that I can imagine in the country, and that's your Pain series. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Pain series, Pain 100, is one of our best-selling sauces we have. We make over 1,700 different products here, and 160 of those are our brands. Of those 160, Pain 100 is one of the best-selling sauces we have. So it's a habanero-based hot sauce, and everything we do is pepper-based, not vinegar-based. So you're going to get that true pepper flavor. The 100% Pain is definitely one of those. You use it sparingly.
Yeah, and you have something called Da Bomb, which I have several bottles of. You actually make peanuts that you coat in Da Bomb, but you also have some hot peanuts and stuff like that. It's just safe to say you buy semi-load after semi-load every month of peppers, is it not?
Oh, we do. We bring in container loads of peppers on a regular basis. Most of the time we're bringing that in as a mash and not a full pepper. As a mash, one, it's been fermented a little bit, so that adds to the flavor, and two, it's just easier for us and makes us more efficient as a company.
So what do peppers have to do with anything anyway?
Well, the variety of peppers is so extreme. There's so many different varieties of peppers. So just in the barbecue world, you add black pepper to your barbecue sauce and lower your sugar level, it goes well with a Texas-style barbecue. So if you're cooking beef or, you know, briskets, then you want low-sugar, high black pepper because it just complements that type of meat better. The most common would be cayenne and jalapeno peppers in barbecue sauces. Chipotle pepper gives you a real earthy flavor. One of my favorites personally, though, is ghost pepper. You use it in moderation because it's the third hottest pepper in the world. But if you use ghost pepper, it's got a naturally smoky flavor to it. So if you use that in moderation in your barbecue sauce, you get a really great flavor as long as you're not burning yourself up. You just have to be careful with it.
See, my flavor-wise, I think personally a habanero has, for me, this flavor that I can't get enough of. I have to get enough of it because I always end up sweating and crying and sneezing and eating so much of it that I can't. Habanero is pretty heavy.
That's a normal Friday night out, though, for Bob.
I'm a pepper freak. I'm afraid I'm going to burn holes in my guts, but I eat a lot of peppers.
Well, in this business where we work, if you don't like hot, you're in trouble. And habaneros, we bring in more habanero mash. There's only one or two other companies in the entire United States that bring in more habanero mash than us. And so if you don't like hot, you're in the wrong building here. So, but habanero is real floral. It's very floral. And
yeah.
So it almost has a euphoric taste to it. When you get it, the problem is it's so hot, it builds up on you, and then you've had enough, and you've burnt your taste buds up for the day.
Yeah, that's for sure. Do you ever get into the conversation of what capsicum and the different things in peppers do for your digestive tract? Is that part of the pitch for the original Juan products, the whole science behind peppers?
It is. It's something that we talk about and so internally, especially because it is a selling point of sorts. It does clean out your system very well, and not in the joking way. It does have a benefit. It does clean out your system well. There's a lot of tests that show that it's good for your heart, and it's good for your central nervous system. So there have been a lot of studies that have come out about capsicum and what its benefits are to the human body. So I figure by working here, if I keep working here, I'll just live forever.
It's pretty rough on the butt cheeks, so
it can. If you've ever seen one of our old advertisements for Pain is Good, it's got a toilet with a seatbelt on it. So
it sounds like you have a market for a new product, something that you could put on your rear.
Yes, absolutely.
His ear.
His rear.
I see. Well, Jop always gets all snooty when I start talking about capsicum and placental fiber. He thinks it's gross, but it is kind of a big deal. I'm always impressed by the low percentage of like colon cancer and things like that in Central and South America because of their affinity for peppers, and that all comes into play. Cancer's big in a lot of families. It is in mine, and my father died of colon cancer, so I eat peppers like religiously, if sure. for no other reason than to try and stay alive a little longer. But Michael Downs, Original One, American Stockyard, 100% pain. The brands and brands go on. We just appreciate everything you do for the barbecue business and all the help you've given us with GI Barbecue and just for being a good friend.
It's our honor. It's our honor.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Original One. Joe Polo, what a guy. Wow, what an empire he's built. Great to have him. It's the Grilling Guys. We'll be back. We're going to talk with Russ Springsteen, Bruce's cousin.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come and have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer, bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes the T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
That's right. It is the Grilling Guys show, so it must be the weekend. This is Barbecue Bob, and Jop is still stuck in Kansas City, but lucky me, I get to hang out with Shasta from Old World Olive Company. Welcome back.
Thank you, Bob.
So good to have you here. You smell better. You look better. You're nicer to me. I'm thinking it might be a great April Fool's joke for Jop.
Yeah, let's tell him he's been replaced.
So right now on the live line is the founder of Right Brain Brewing Company, Russ Springsteen. Welcome back to the show, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
hey, I was up at your place sometime back, and you were stuck in a meeting. I didn't get a chance to talk to you, but the other Russ there gave me a few nice samples.
An Irish goodbye.
Yeah, that's right. The other Russ, your handy one of your managers there, gave me some nice samples to take back. And first of all, congratulations, because I haven't been there in a year or two. Shame on me. But I remember doing a live broadcast there for 2 hours when you were just ready to open. And I don't know.
Those
what's
were dark days, man. Well, remember that?
It was
we weren't open. We were being held down, and those were That was not good times. But yeah, we made it through there, and here we are.
I think you pissed off the inspector. So that's how
I pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah, but you're not now. You're making all of Northern Michigan and actually all across the country. You're making people happy with, I mean, an explosive line of beers. Shasta and I, Shasta's here from Old World Olive Company. She needs a store up there real bad because you only have one, and it's nothing like hers. But she has a store called Old World Olive Company and does wonderful oils and balsamics. But she's taken over for Jop today. So
awesome.
Yeah. We're having a dead kettle, and I got to tell you, that is just a fantastic IPA.
Oh, thank you. Just, it's just straight up, kind of 5.5%. It's not real high in alcohol, citra hops. It's a good summer beer. And we're actually developing right now. We're coming out starting in July with our high PA series. You'll see 4-pack bottles of our high gravity IPAs, and the first one will be Debtor Kettle. So we kind of amp that up a little bit.
And I might do a correction on Bob. He said that we're having a dead kettle. I should say that we have finished a dead kettle.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, yeah, so we're moving on.
Okay.
It's perfect for our in-studio styrofoam cups.
All right.
Because one of these big, what are they, 16-ounce cans?
Yeah, they're 16-ounce.
Yeah, so one tall can does two styrofoam coffee cups perfectly.
Yeah, it's been working great.
It's fancy around here.
It's classy, man.
So, Shasta, to give you a little background on Russ, he's not related to Bruce Springsteen, but he's just about as popular. But Russ actually started off as a barber that brewed beer and gave beer to his clients. And the beer got to be more popular than his haircut. So that says a lot about his beer.
Yeah, that's an amazing concept, actually.
And I still cut hair. I cut hair one day a month now for fun. So
wow.
Yeah, in the front of their big brewery there in Traverse City, right on Boardman Lake, there's a salon. And he's got some lovely ladies in there, which is good because you always need the bait to bring them in, right?
Right. Blonde Saloon.
So another one of my favorites that you make is CEO Stout.
Yeah, it's amazing what that beer is doing. That is our top seller.
Is it?
Nothing, yeah, it's crazy.
I can see why.
So you get that in a 4-pack can as well. And then in the fall, we do our Boardroom series where we'll brew some different versions of CEO, an Imperial CEO, whiskey barrel aged. This year we did peanut butter.
Wow.
We also did a pumpkin spice this year.
Super creative stuff.
You have another limited edition stout.
Fat Lad. That's a high gravity beer.
Yes, Fat Lad. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Imperial stout.
But just what a great collection of beers. So tell us, how many states are you in now?
One that I know of.
Oh, you're still only in Michigan?
Yeah, we are just beginning to open up the UP. So that happens in April. We'll open up part of it. Just trying to only distribute as far as I can have capacity to supply. So
okay, because we're
slowly, carefully growing.
We're broadcasting on the East Coast right now, and I thought by chance the people out in New Jersey might be able to pick up your beer.
Not yet.
In California as well.
I'm sure they can bootleg it there.
Well, I'll fill my suitcase up next time I go out.
Hey, I'm headed to New York 2 weeks. I can do the same.
Yeah, so wherever you're listening, Russ is a quintessential or a classic example of the beer scene in Michigan right now. It is catching the attention of people all over the country. I can't tell you when the looks I get in airports and wherever now, when I tell people I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan, they're just like, oh, yeah, you guys got a lot of beer going on there, don't you? And it's like, yeah.
Yes, they do. Kalamazoo, Traverse City. Yeah, it's happening. It's a great scene to be in.
Detroit.
So pretty camaraderous.
But
yeah, Detroit's coming on hard now. There's quite a few new breweries there, and just the city of Detroit's pretty awesome what's happening there.
It is.
That's a big evolution going on.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Well, they didn't have far to go.
Well,
so it's
yeah, they can only go up.
In the right direction, so that's, yeah, it's pretty great what's happening.
So tell us for the summer, what else Right Brain might be cooking up?
What are we cooking up? We're just getting ready for a huge tourist season. Releasing, now we're bottling. We've been bottling six packs for a year, so Spinal Tapper IPA will come out in May.
And that's one of your mainstays. That's a big beer.
Yeah, and then we're just, you know, just we're right now just brewing to get ready for supply for summer, to get ready.
Awesome.
When it hits here, yeah, it's crazy what happens here in the summer. So,
I have a question for you, Russ.
Okay.
So who comes up with your labeling? The labels are just awesome. They're colorful. They're fun. Yeah.
Thank you. Andy Tyra, he's originally from Traverse City. He lives in Milwaukee. He does our webpage, but those are all hand illustrations.
They're really curious.
Yeah, we work with him. Yeah, we're trying to have fun with those.
I think that has a lot to do.
He's out there, man, and I laugh every time I have a conversation with him. I can laugh out loud just because it's kind of fun.
I think it has a lot to do with whether or not people want to try a six pack or a four pack. Anyway, if they see a great label, it looks like it's fun.
We have women in mind too, because the women are the consumers. So she is the one who's filling the grocery cart. So you gotta want her to be able to pick that.
That's right. We're keeping our men happy.
Yes,
that's right.
True. And so, it's amazing. They'll drink whatever you bring home. And they don't complain. They might complain, but they'll still drink it.
So if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, and we're talking with Russ Springsteen, the CEO of Right Brain, the CEO Stout Maker, and just an incredibly nice guy. For people out there that are thinking about getting into the brewing business, I would say you're like a model that they should look at, because you went against all odds, and you worked your way into it, and to where you have this you have a brand now that I'm going to say it's cultish, and there's not many that reach the cult status, but maybe I'm just a big fan, and maybe you're not cultish, but I think your brand is kind of cultish, and you would know better, but
We have some very loyal fans from all over. It's interesting. I just wonder how they, you know, people from out of state that follow us and email us, and how they get the beer is always curious to me. But yeah, we do. Well, we brew some crazy beers. We've had our pig porter made with smoked pig bones. We do.
I remember that
beer. So we brewed all these crazy beers that people want. You know, they do them. They support them. So.
Well, we're going to keep following you and hanging on to you. Ready to now after this dead kettle. So thanks so much. I know you had to bust out of a meeting to take this interview. You're a busy man, but we sure appreciate
it. This was more fun, though.
Yeah. Well, no, we're having more fun than you, because we actually have your beer open.
We are having just a touch more fun than you might be.
Russ Springsteen, Right Brain Brewing Company. If you've never had a Right Brain, it's about time. Thanks, buddy. Hope to see you this summer.
Okay. And then next January, celebrate 10 years with us. So we made it.
Let's do it.
We weren't supposed to get this far, but we did it anyway.
Let's do it. You'll go much further. All right. Yeah, thanks
cheers.
So much.
Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Yep. It's the Grillin' Guys. April Fools will be back. Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orange Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com. Horse is getting tired. We're riding even further from Kansas City now, Shasta. We're heading out to Topeka, Kansas.
Yeehaw.
To catch up with one of the board of directors for the Grilling Guys. This is the board meeting show. April Fools, we're not going to fool you, though. One of our board of directors and somebody who taught me an awful lot about barbecue is Cowboy Rob Russell from Topeka, Kansas. And he's on the grilling line right now. How are you, brother?
Hey, Bobby, what's going on up there in Michigan?
Well, we are talking all about Kansas City-style barbecue, and we're talking to people all across the country now. We're syndicated, so we're in a lot of places, Robbie. You're being heard literally all around the world, and people need to know that if you think that I have barbecue skills, a lot of the reason that I have the skills I have is because this man on the live line, Rob Russell, and I traveled the country for years teaching barbecue classes, and I was always, for the most part, the assistant in that process, and Rob was wooing the crowds and teaching, and I just picked up an awful lot from that.
Well, you know, but you always had to argue with me too, Bob.
We did. We always argued about the amount of spice.
Yeah.
Other than that, we had an awful lot of fun. I can think of an awful lot of states we were in. A lot of late nights teaching 30 to 60 people at a crack how to do ribs, butts, brisket. And then we did our fancy barbecue classes. We did our wild game classes. My goodness, we put in the miles.
Yeah, we did. I think it was like 7 years, 2 months, and one day.
All in a week. We also did, we cooked for Dick Vermeil, your Coach Vermeil, several years in a row. I can think of driving across the freeways of Philadelphia with a smoker that caught fire. We're driving down the road with flames. It looked like something out of Twilight Zone.
Are you allowed back in any states? I'm just curious.
Oh, my gosh.
It really looked like somebody from Kansas.
Oh, it was hysterical. Just
that's
hysterical.
Just normal stuff you see here all the time.
Yeah, well, at that time we had Jordan with us. The next year we had Olivia with us. My kids have all grown to be very fond of Cowboy Rob Russell, Shasta. And I don't know if you ever met Shasta when you were here or not, Rob.
No, I don't believe so.
No, her and her husband Corey have this chain of stores called Old World Olive Company, and they're a good sponsor for the show. But we really want to talk about Kansas City style barbecue or Topeka?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say something about that Philadelphia trip down there cooking for the golf tournament. Remember when we went down there, we we're going to cook brisket for, what, 260 golfers, which were all Eagles and Chiefs. And, we went to the Sam's Club there, which normally, like in Kansas, you go and there's, you know, 200 or 300 briskets in the brisket aisle. But the thing about Philadelphia, they didn't have any briskets, nor did they have a place to put the briskets. So they didn't. It's really funny how it changes in different states.
Yes.
But, yeah, Kansas City Barbecue, you know, I live in Topeka, like you said, and it's 60 miles from Kansas City. But Kansas City is, it's, I mean, people get really serious about barbecue here, and they have for years. I mean, this didn't start as a fad a couple of years ago or 10 years ago.
It's, right.
I mean, you come to Kansas City, and you can visit some of the nicest barbecue stores that have been there 60, 70, 80 years. And when I say barbecue store, I mean restaurant. But, you know, everything's tomato-based, a lot of molasses, and we don't have a lot of vinegars. We don't have any... We don't have any white sauces like they do down south.
Safe to say it's a sweet side of barbecue.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. Like Gates Barbecue in Kansas City, they've got some vinegar in their sauce, and I really like it. But for the most part, everything about sauce in Kansas City area, and I say Kansas City because it starts off at the heart of Kansas City, and that radiates probably 60... 80-mile radius around Kansas City, and it's really hardcore barbecue.
You know, Rob, I was doing some research. I told this to Bob earlier. I was doing some research, and, yeah, you guys are pretty crazy about your barbecue in Kansas City. It's some pretty serious stuff.
And, it is.
Yeah. And you guys have a Kansas City Barbecue Society.
Yes, that's a great deal if you can get online. And
yeah.
KCBS, I mean, they go around, they help promote barbecue.
Everybody.
In Kansas City. I can remember one of the first contests I did about 25 years ago. I didn't know anything about what I was doing. And you don't want to rely on anybody you're competing against to tell you their secrets.
Sure. Smart move.
Two members of the KCBS came and they helped me on my ribs and showed me how to do it. And I was clueless. I mean, this has been 30 years ago. And I won first place in ribs on that particular event, and it kind of got me hooked. And it's been, I mean, they have 50 or 60 contests right around this area for the next 3 months. So,
wow.
It's no place to learn barbecue because those guys, when they go to those contests, they're busy.
It's all game face.
Yes. You catch them after the event, and, yeah, they're relaxed drinking, and they probably have some entries that they turned in that they're going to have a lot left over, and you can taste some good barbecue. But the bigger contests, like the American Royal, if you go to eat good barbecue there, you're probably going to be somewhat disappointed because there just seems to be a lot of vendors there that don't really...
Right. You know, different story. It's not like going to a neighborhood barbecue grill. But I remember my first competition, and Shasta... I spent a couple days doing a competition. I enlisted Jop to help me. I think we had just started the show. And about every 10 minutes, I was on the phone with this guy right here. Because I did not know how to do a competition. It's a different game.
He's kind of the godfather of
He really
barbecue.
Is. He doesn't get the credit in a lot of circles that he should. He sure does here, though. That's why he's on our website. If you go to thegrillingguys.com and check it out, you look up board of directors, you'll get a chance to see a little bit about Cowboy Rob. He's a very humble man, but Rob's a guy you can take into any situation and know that your friends are going to love him. It's just
That's awesome.
Really cool to bring him to places because every time I've brought Rob anywhere, they just love him. He's just a truly good guy and very humble. So he won't tell you, but he'll sure take the time to teach you and help you out.
Well, I hope my wife's listening to this program.
I don't think she does, Rob.
Yeah.
I don't think she does. But listen, it's so nice to have you along. And I just wonder if there's one great tip on doing brisket you want to give us in 60 seconds for our listeners that can help them with a brisket?
Well, it's all about timing. but in the end result, it's about temperature, internal temperature of the meat. You've got to get it to 200 degrees. I don't care how you get it there, how long it takes you, but you have to get it 200 degrees. And when you get to 165, wrap it in aluminum foil. That way you're not burn-ins aren't too burn-endy.
Got it. All right, buddy. Listen, always good to catch up with you, and I'm going to see you this fall. I'm going to take you up on that hunting trip, even if it's only for 2 days. I'm going to make it out there just so we can at least sit down and make some jerky and have a little fun around a campfire, if nothing else.
Yeah, we've got quite a few turkeys and deer around here, and just looking forward to seeing you.
Well, if you'd shoot some turkeys before I get there, it'd save me all the work.
He's waiting for you, yeah. Bob.
Rob does a little turkey guide, and he has family that comes in every year, spends a couple weeks out there killing all his turkeys. So he's quite the turkey man as well. He's a man of many skills, let's put it that way.
Well, we like our turkey here, but there's so many of them, they've taken over.
Yeah, they need killing.
It used to be a lot of quail and a lot of pheasant, and the pheasant kind of stayed, but the quail are pretty much gone.
They're just like the Taliban. They just need killing. We'll see you, buddy.
All right. Have a good one.
You take care. Cowboy Rob Russell, Topeka, Kansas. We'll be back. I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard. I exercise and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob. Right. And if you're a man, you'll have man law. Today's man law. This is a big one, Shasta. I like to live by it. Have a passion. My passion's grilling. Okay? It's have a passion. And if you find yourself without one, quit everything you're doing and start over. If you don't have a passion, I'm sorry. You're living a boring life. So if you don't have a passion, it's probably knocking on your door about every 20 minutes.
You're aimless almost.
Yep. So get one. So let's talk a little bit about Kansas City profiles and how we can incorporate good EVOs. We've talked enough about bisomics, and that goes off into a million different directions. But I think one of the things often overlooked by people is the value of a really nice EVO on their product. In this case, it's probably meat.
Yeah. I think you can take it anywhere. I think you can take it vegetables, meat. You can take it anywhere you want to go. But I think really one of the keys is a lot of people have the misconception that you should just finish with it. It's not just a finishing product. It's a product that can help tenderize your meat. The balsamic can. The extra virgin oil, olive oil, will hold the moisture in the meat.
Make
a nice barrier. You know, it's something that can season just about anything.
I can't think of a meat that I don't put like garlic or Tuscan or Meyer's lemon. On chicken, I use the Meyer's lemon.
Right.
Or the Persian lime.
Garlic and pineapple is amazing.
We do a lot of skinless, boneless breasts.
Right.
And I first thing I do is put the virgin, the Persian or the virgin lime,
Freudian slip,
EVO on that breast, and I put a little cracked sea salt and some fresh pepper.
Right,
so good, it's amazing. So simple.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite foods. I love steak. I mean, for me, if I were going to say I'm going to go out to dinner or I'm going to make something at home, the first thing I would want to do is go grab a nice steak. I would want to marinate it just a little bit, just enough to give it a little flavor. But I also love, you know, just something simple as a balsamic garlic mushroom. And it's, again, it's all about what your palate is. And I can give you a recipe all day long, but the gist of it is you got to experiment. You got to get out there. There's not really a right or wrong way to do something. It's just, it's really what you prefer in taste. These mushrooms, I take whole mushrooms and I throw some garlic, some thyme, rosemary, red wine, Worcestershire sauce, any type of balsamic. I mean, I've used a strawberry, I've used an espresso, 18-year. Marinate it for a little bit, throw those babies on top of your steak. That's an amazing dinner.
Sounds super so simple. Good. So, Shasta, we sure appreciate you helping us for a couple of weeks while Jop's out playing around in Kansas City, spending the time there that he really needs to spend there because he hasn't gotten the exposure to that town that he needs, and this is going to be just, he's going to come back so jacked up about real Kansas City barbecue, and unfortunately, his business keeps him here too much.
It sounds like he hasn't hit half of the restaurants he needs to hit.
No, he will, but you know, you'll gain 20 pounds too, right, if you're not careful. So, right. But anyway, Old World Olive Company website again.
TheOldWorldOliveCo.com.
There you go. Check them out. Go into one of their stores, and just enjoy it. Thanks so much for joining us. It's The Grilling Guys. Check us out at thegrillingguys.com. You can download our podcast if you look in the top right corner and look for the earmuffs. Hit me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. Peace out.